Thank you very much. My name is Philip Berg. I am currently representing William Willie Rodriguez in a... Well, at least I get a music... I first represented Ellen Mariani, and I got involved in 9/11. First off, a little background. On 9/11, on that particular day, I knew something was wrong. Three things struck my attention that day. The first, around 9:30 in the morning, when they told us that they showed us the video of Andy Card, the whispering in the president's ear. I think it's the resident's ear, I'm sorry. that a second plane had hit the World Trade Center and the country's under attack, and I saw no change in his facial expression, which meant to me he knew it. The second thing was the fact that after that message, which we were not told until about 20 minutes later, was relayed to the president, the law was broken. There's a law on the books that states that in the event of an attack on our country or an attempted assassination, the Secret Service is immediately to take the president, vice president, and other leaders in succession, immediately take them to a secret location that those individuals do not even know. That meant that initially, right away, if you think back now, there was a stand-down order right there, aside from what happened on the events of 9/11 with Bush. Because I read someplace one police officer said to the Secret Service, I guess you're leaving now. And not. They let him stay in that room reading a goat story to children, which really, in reality, if it was something they did not know about, the president, the children, the parents, the teachers, the press were all at risk. Think about that. Cheney was even taken out and put into the bunker under the White House. But when he sat there, that meant they knew about it. There was a stand-down order. That, to me, right there is indictable. Who knew that and what? The third thing that got my attention that afternoon, and I'm glued to the television 24/7, even before 9/11. I have a computer on my desk, and next to it I have my TV, which a lot of people say, well, you can't be watching news all the time, but I do. That afternoon, my office is in Lafayette Hill. I describe it as halfway between Philadelphia, where our nation was born, and Valley Forge, where our battle of freedom was won. But I saw, and from Philadelphia, Pittsburgh is like 300 miles away, but because of the proximity, it's still considered like a local market. So I'm not sure what I saw, if it was from a local or national TV. But on the afternoon of 9/11, I saw a female reporter. I don't remember the station. She's standing there. She says, I am standing here 5 miles from the crash scene in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Look behind me. And the camera panned back. Look behind me and look at the suitcases and other debris from that plane. Which meant that plane was shot down. That was the fact, because something crashing here does not bounce 5 miles. The engine was located a mile away. By the next day, that story disappeared. It was gone. 2 or 3 years later, Dom Giordano, a talk show host in Philadelphia radio, he had, I missed the show, but I heard that tomorrow he was going to do a show on the crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I immediately called Dom, who I'd represented for years in many cases for free, up to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, fighting funding for stadiums and all kinds of events, on his show many times, sometimes 3-4 times a week. I called and left a message on his voicemail. That's so terrific, you're doing this show tomorrow. I want to be on because I saw this female reporter, et cetera, et cetera. Dom never called me back, not only that day, hasn't called me in 3 years. The next day that show was canceled, was not run. He never did that show. It's just another aspect of the media holding things down. The significant is, and I'll get into my RICO suit in a minute, but Bush and his cronies, and you've heard variations of this, but this is what I basically say. Bush and his cronies either made 9/11 happen or let it happen. And if they let it happen, they made it happen. And if nothing else, they must be held responsible because of that. But on top of that, they have covered it up. And remember, Nixon went down on cover-up alone. So if we, together we can really, we can get them. We can get them. Thank you. I have some prepared remarks here, which covers a lot of topics, and I think it'll be shorter than if I just free talk, because if I free talk, you'll turn me off after about 3 hours. Several days after the tragedy, rather murder of 3,000 people, including people from about 89 countries, with the complicity of the United States federal government on September 11th, another aspect of the tragedy was dealt to thousands of people. As you heard, the Environmental Protection Agency, Secretary Christy Todd Whitman, came to New York and told the people of New York and volunteers from around the world that had come in to help that the air is safe to breathe.
Oh, yeah.
How dare she? How dare she? And now we will jump ahead to what happened in 2005, the end. I forget the name and I should know the individual. A fireman was the first individual to die from that, with effects of the environmental issues that were there. Last year I was on the Jimmy Walter tour of Europe trying to set up an international commission, and Rachel Hughes was there with us. And Rachel had only volunteered at the site for 3 days. She's now on breathing apparatus. She got that sick. There are thousands and thousands. And the New York authorities, the police department, fire department, they will not even give workmen's compensation. They're taking a position that these health problems had nothing to do with 9/11. Now, one thing good is, there's, aside from my lawsuit, there's several others, but there's a lawsuit pending in the same district. We're now in the Southern District of New York. And there, the judge in the environmental case dealing with Ground Zero really chastised the government about six, 7 weeks ago. And the significant part of that is, which I am hoping in my case we'll get to one of these days, is the fact that that federal judge, she has granted discovery in that case. And that's the key to moving forward. So that's very significant, because now, even though she's dealing the environmental issues, perhaps we'll be able to get information on that. But I'm hopeful in the RICO case that it's been sitting in the courts on another motion to dismiss. I've been fighting them for 4 years. They keep trying to throw me out, and I keep trying to stay in. But if we can ever get that, and I'm hoping, because the judge on my case is in the same courthouse as the judge in the environmental, and hoping they talk. And more we have these type of events and more information comes out, I think it's helpful to the RICO suit, because one of these days someone's going to say, you know, open up. See, I've always said to Bush and the, you know, and pass it back, whoever you are in here, pass it back, or because we know everything being said here goes right to the White House. If who's a representative? You got guts enough to tell me today, do you know?
That's up.
Oh, if anyone's being wiretapped and followed, it's me, okay? and I'm not afraid, because Bush and Cheney belong in jail for murder and treason. And I say words to that effect in my lawsuit, and you can check that out. But Whitman's statements going back, along with the safeguards that were not put in place, means there's absolute liability on the United States federal government in that environmental issue. September 11th was a day that changed the course of history, an environmental disaster of epic proportions and a tragedy that is the most significant event of our lifetimes. When the World Trade Center fell, you heard of the materials that were showered down on people. You know, from the fluorescent lights, from the computers, from the fire alarm systems, everything there. But the government says no health problems. My client is a hero and victim, William Willie Rodriguez. He suffers today. Also, he doesn't talk that much about it, from the permanent health injuries he sustained. Mr. Rodriguez, right now, I had heard from someone here, is in Malaysia. He's been traveling around the world. He's been traveling a lot with Jimmy Walter, trying to promote an international commission. Willie's a hero because he helped save hundreds of people. As Willie was the porter in the building for 20 years, he was late for work that day. We're glad, because if he wasn't late for work, he would have been up at the windows of the world, on the top, and we would not have heard from Willie in. He had the master key. Remember, fire doors open out. So if you go up a fire escape, you really can't get in. He had the master key, and he went up with firemen opening the fire doors to let firemen in. Willie, significant, is he heard explosions in the building before the first plane hit the North Tower.
Right.
Willie testified before the 9/11 commission. There's nothing to that effect in the final report. Willie is lucky, and so are we. He was the last person out of the World Trade Center. He dove under a fire truck, and he thought that was it, but he did survive. The Rachel Hughes I mentioned, and these other helpers, I said they're not granting the fact that it's workman's comp or anything related. Not only that, they're not even giving them benefits. They're not covering them. Rachel has to, like, beg, basically, for coverage. This is just the lies of the Bush administration, and they must be held responsible because they committed many crimes. Yes?
Phil, can I just interrupt for a second? Just in case they still stick to our time and kick us out at 10:30, I think we should allow Ralph to speak a little bit, and then if we can stay in this room, our audiovisual didn't get started until 9:20, so we had a late start, so we want to make sure everyone has some time to talk.
All right, give me five, and then we'll
okay.
Okay. I always ask people, wherever I go, whether it's a conductor, whether it's a waiter, waitress, anyone, do you think the government told us the truth about 9/11? I've been doing this for 5 years. 90% of the people I contact say, absolutely not, they lied. There were many crimes that committed on that day. I'm going to try to skip some pages in here. I have a RICO lawsuit. It's filed against Bush and 54 other defendants, including Bush Sr., Cheney, Ashcroft, Condoleezza Rice. Remember, she knew nothing about it till the September 7th memo came out. I believe that the case I'm working on is the most significant case in our history. RICO is a racketeering statute, Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act. It was created in the 1960s by the United States Congress to go after the mafia or the mob. It's our position that there's a mob in the White House, and with your help, we're going to get them. Thank you. I stated that Congress created RICO, and Congress is violating their oath of office by not holding impeachment proceedings against George W. Bush and Cheney for their lies about September 11th and weapons of mass destruction that got us into the illegal war in Iraq. Not one service personnel should have ever died in Iraq. We had no business being there. In my RICO lawsuit, I'm alleging foreknowledge, failure to warn, failure to prevent, and cover-up. And as I stated before, Nixon went down cover-up alone. David Ray Griffin stated that the 9/11 Commission report is a lie and cannot be believed, and that high government officials were complicit. Griffin has also said to me, quote, that the RICO lawsuit that I filed is the vehicle to reveal the falsity of the September 11th Commission report. We believe that Bush will be invoking a long-standing rule of executive privilege and sovereign immunity, and I promise to you I will fight them to the end on that, because you cannot hide when you murdered 3,000 people, and this government did it. Also, we must unite, and I'm talking twofold. We must unite with all the 9/11 people, because as well as this conference is, and it's beautiful, there's still dissension in the ranks, and we have to unite. Also, we have to go out and not beg, but we have to tell them. The anti-war people, who basically want nothing to do with us, wake up, anti-war people. If you didn't have 9/11, you wouldn't have a war. Yeah. And I believe I would like to have a confrontation with some of the leaders of the anti-war, because I believe that they are infiltrated, and I believe that's why the resistance does. There's no reason that we're not all together. And there's other splinter groups around this country against Bush for so many reasons. We have to unite. We need a peaceful revolution to take over this country, to take back what has been taken away. This administration has done more to take away individual rights than any other administration in 225 years, and we should not stand for that. Now, I have a lot of things on the axe. I'm going to move on. If I have a chance, I'll do that. But I want to bring up some very significant things that happened on that day. Let me find it right here. Two huge mistakes by the proponents of the official story. One is the interview of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani by Peter Jennings, and I have the tape. It's upstairs. In that interview, you have the cut here, if we have time. Mayor Giuliani described how he had been in a command center on Barclay Street, and not that million-dollar complex that they created in Building 7. My first question is, because he states he went down there after the first hole in the building, so he's there before or around 9 o'clock. And nothing had collapsed at that point. So why did he not go to Building 7? I submit to all of you that Building 7, and I needed some engineer or someone to figure it out, if a flight path. Building 7, I think, was a target for another plane. And Flight 90, no. I don't think 93, because that was too far away. I think it could have been that. We know there were at least 7 other planes off course that morning, up to 16. There's different variations. Giuliani testified there were 11 planes off course. Because that building was pre-wired, and if a plane had hit it, they wouldn't have to be doing the double talk they are now. Why did they drop Building 7? Building 7, like the North and South, was pre-wired, so that's why they had to drop it later in the day, because I think if anyone walked in there, they could have touched off the explosions. But in that, The significant thing is a worker told Giuliani that he must evacuate because the World Trade Center was going to collapse. The late Peter, I have the interview. If we have time, we'll play that. This is a huge admission and evidence of crimes. No steel and reinforced concrete skyscraper ever collapsed before or since, except for those three, due to fire. This warning to Giuliani was in no uncertain terms. He was told there would be a collapse, so he evacuated. He says, well, we got caught in, you know, and we had a trap for a few minutes. This tells us two things. One, someone, some emergency personnel had foreknowledge of a historically unprecedented occurrence, a steel skyscraper collapsing due to fire. This is virtually sure proof of controlled demolition. And the worst nightmare for Bush, oh, he has a lot of nightmares, but the worst is Madrid, Spain, 2005, a 50-story building totally engulfed, burned out of control for 24 hours, totally gutted, and I happened to see it myself when I was in Spain last year, still standing. Concrete and steel buildings do not come down from fires. The second thing, and this deflates Giuliani as a hero and shows the cynicism and brutality of his masters, and I think it should be mentioned throughout this country because he's talking about running for president. Giuliani was warned. Giuliani got his ass out of there. But the police and firefighters were not warned, which is to say they were slaughtered. As singer Bruce Springsteen said, love and duty call to the firefighters, and greed and murder call to the traitors that killed them. Ladies and gentlemen, we together, all of us, must be focused upon the issues of our time to come together hand in hand for a peaceful revolution, to end the cover-up, to regain our rights, and end the war in Iraq. We must all hang together or we'll hang separately. It's the only way to overthrow an entrenched dictatorship. Thank you.